Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast. My name is Jack and as ever I'm joined by Andy Holding. Andy, how are you?
Yes, so all geared up for today, yes.
Yeah.
Very much in Royal Ascot mode, but quite easy to switch allegiance to the Irish Racing because we're still going to make money if
yes.
we have a bad day this afternoon.
Roscommon starts at 5:30, so it'll be a case of just switching from one to the other pretty much, won't it?
It will, yeah, last race at Royal Ascot, they'll probably hold at Roscommon for the 5 furlong horses to finish the race. But, yeah, we'll have a selection for them anyway, for those that are still looking to play up some winnings or recoup losses anyway in the opener at Roscommon.
Yeah, and there's also evening racing from Brighton as well tonight. So loads of chances to recoup your winnings. But Andy is going to steer you in the right direction at Roscommon. Andy, let's start with the 5:30. This is a maiden hurdle. It's over the 2 miles. And there are 15 runners in this one. How do you see this one panning out?
Yeah, there's not much solid recent form to go on here. Obviously, St. Lawrence Gap is going to be on many punters' shortlists following his good run down in Tremor the other day. And he certainly deserves to win a race of this nature sooner rather than later. There are many that will also expect a borderline decision to improve upon that Kilbeggan run in the middle of last month. But I quite like Gordon Elliott's Myro, who is shaping quite nicely on the evidence of his two starts so far today. Didn't really give us much encouragement first time out at Downpatrick, but he improved markedly on his next start when he finished third behind Starboard Companion Every Day, Every Hour. In fact, it was a 1-2-3 for Gordon Elliott, an unprecedented podium finish for all of them. And given that the runner-up that day, Lake Malawi, has gone on to win subsequently, I'm pretty sure that form is certainly good enough to see Myro there or thereabouts. I like the way that he stayed on as well in the latter stages. So even though he's dropping back in trip, which is the only slight concern, I still think he's got the credentials to go really well here. Around about 11-2 in a race which won't take a great deal of winning.
Myro then for Gordon Elliott, the selection in the first race, the maiden hurdle at Roscommon, 5:30 that one gets underway. We move on to the 6 o'clock then. This is a much smaller field, Andy. This looks a bit more, well, I suppose, easier for you to have a look at, but is it an easy race to call?
I wouldn't say it's an easy race, but I have got quite a strong view on, I think, who will come out on top. I think the three to concentrate in here are Tesseract, Derulo and Weatherwatch. Tesseract hasn't had a run for a while, but that wouldn't concern me too much because, obviously, trained by Joseph O'Brien, he's getting them really fit and well at home and the yard's in excellent order at the moment. Clearly been saved for the summer jumping period because he hasn't run since December when he failed on heavy ground. But prior to that, he'd won quite well in two bumpers at Belliestown and Tipperary. These bush hurdles should be fine for him and he has to be respected. But I do like Derulo, just slightly over Weatherwatch. These two have been in good form of late over hurdles and on the flat. And I was really impressed with the way Derulo went about his work on his first start for Liz Dorn, New Connections. Of course, he used to be trained by Andrew Balding over on these shores. And he looked a very strong star on the level on many occasions. Certainly that stamina came into effect on his first start over Timber, as I said, when he started very strongly in the latter stages, having jumped well to beat the West away. Back in third was Delegate. And I think Delegate's the key horse for this race in many respects because he's had plenty of chances and he was the horse to rate around on that occasion. Delegate has gone on to run well subsequently, albeit I didn't think he tried very hard in that race. It was eventually won by Bitview Colin down in Ballinrobe. But the time figure was good. The way he won was also very impressive. And it looked a totally believable performance. So Derulo, quite a strong vote there in the second race.
OK, Derulo in the 6 o'clock from Roscommon. Let's move on to the 6:30 then. This is a handicap hurdle. It's Division 1. And it's over the 2 miles again. This is a rather large field, but Andy, I imagine many will fancy Urban Vic here after his win at Ballinrobe.
Yes, many, including myself, who definitely thinks he's got a great chance of winning off the back of his eye-catching run at Ballinrobe the last day. I actually backed and fancied and tipped Dixie Highway on the podcast on that occasion. And although he won, I must admit, I do think Seamus Fyfe's charge was the moral victor on that particular occasion, because he looked as though he got the measure of Pat Flynn's charge going down to the last after travelling really strongly in the hands of John Arneil. And he, for them to kind of misjudge the last a little bit, it wasn't a horrendous blunder, but he went into the hurdle half a length up and he came out of it half a length behind. And even though he rallied to good effect on the running, he just couldn't quite get back that tenacious Dixie Highway on the run to the line, and he just went down by a neck. I think with another 50 yards he might have got back up. So arguably he's a winner without a penalty here. This looks a similar race in many respects with the same kind of horses, and there isn't a Dixie Highway in amongst this field, i.e. a very well handicapped horse. So around about 4-1 this morning with four places on offer. If he runs a similar race to the one at Ballinrobe, it's hard to see him not finishing the first four, and he makes pretty reasonable each way appeal at those odds.
Okay, Urban Vic then, the selection for Andy for Seamus Fyfe in the 6:30. We move on to Division 2 of the handicap hurdle. And once again here, a rather large field to sort out.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Again, another very difficult and complicated handicap. But I do think we have another one that we should get a decent run out of all the same. And it comes in the shape of Mr. Moondance from the Mark McNiff stable. He's a horse that's caught the eye on one or two occasions over hurdles. Even though he's a fairly lightly raced type, he's gone into my horse tracker a couple of times, and he did so again the other day down in Sligo when he was given a bit of an odd ride by Derek Fox, in all honesty. He was dropped out the back in a fairly mundane slow race. He didn't really look as though he was doing anything with any degree of urgency until they turned up the hill and headed into the home straight. But by then, the front two, Yes Man and Lassacar, had run their race and gone clear. But Mr. Moondance did not finish off his race very, very eye-catchingly. And hopefully tonight will be the night, because he looks as though he's a bit more fancy than he was the last day. He was a 20-1 poke a few weeks ago, whereas this morning he's around about a 5-1 shot. So hopefully tonight there'll be a little bit more urgency in the saddle. He'll get ridden a bit more prominently. And if so, then Mr. Moondance's eye-catching finish he produced last time out might be good enough to seal the deal here.
OK, Mr. Moondance, the selection in the 7 o'clock from Ross Common tonight. Let's move on to the 7:30. This is a maiden hurdle, and it's over the 2 miles and 4 furlongs. 20 runners here, Andy. How do you see this one finishing?
Yeah, there's only really a handful that can be considered here. Captain Barbossa obviously has to come under scrutiny, considering he finished third behind two very good horses on his last start over hurdles. That was back in December at Leopardstown when he was in behind Super Sunday and Silver Concord. Of course, two horses that took on, albeit they got well beat behind Altior in the Supreme and obviously hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, so you can tell what kind of horse Joseph O'Brien's been taking on. However, I don't think he'll get life all that easy for him here up against a horse I quite like called Bright Tomorrow, who I tipped down in Ballinrobe last time. Actually, I put him up each way in the morning. He was a 5-1 shot and he got punted into 7-4. He was a real gamble, and although he finished second, I think he ran a good deal better than the finishing position suggested, because although he doesn't actually say in the comments in the Racing Post, he missed the break. There was a bit of a bunch kind of crowd scene at the start, and Robbie Power got caught out as the tape went up, and this horse got caught on heels, and he lost probably about 10 lengths at the start. Not 10 lengths behind, but 10 lengths behind the front runner. And he did really well to make up that ground through the middle of the race, but the effort that it took to get back into the contest rather took its toll late on, and hence the fact that he got beat 12 lengths. So I think he's a good bit better than what he showed the other day. His performance the time before also gives him a massive chance on the figures behind Balzac, Turgot and the subsequent winner, Wakia. And around about 3-1 this morning, he simply has to be back to that price.
OK, the selection found there in the 7:30. We move on to the 8 o'clock, which has fewer runners, but this one still looks quite competitive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but there's a horse I've got a soft spot for here. He's a horse that often catches my eye because of the way he travels in his races. I think tonight could well be his night, because this is the kind of race he runs well in. The horse in question is called Powers Bomb from the Brian McMahon stable. He won at the Galway Festival last year in a very strongly run race, and since then I've had my eye on him because I'm pretty sure he's going to be capable of winning another one sooner rather than later. He's had a couple of runs so far this summer jumping period. First of all, not a bad run on heavy ground which really didn't suit him at Ballinrobe first time back, and then he caught the other day in another strongly run race behind Sham Palace at the same venue a month later. Again, he was given a patient ride towards the back of the field, but the way he finished his race off suggested to me that he is coming to hand pretty good. He also did a good circuit time as well compared to the winner. The time of the race is good. He's got some great figures behind him virtually in every of his last four or five starts. So given that he's going to get a strongly run race here, which these often races, there's always a pace, strong pace generated in these races, it's hard to see him not being a figure in the finish. So round about 8-1 this morning. Powers Bomb looks a really sound investment there in that 2.5 mile handicap.
Yeah, decent price as well for Powers Bomb in the 8 o'clock from Roscommon. Let's have a look at the 8.30 then. Once again, a pretty big field, Andy. Were these easy enough to sort out?
No, they weren't, to be honest, Jack. I had a little bit of a head scratcher when I came to this 8.30, but I did fall down on the side of one in the end. Not a bad price either, around about 10-12-1 this morning for Golden Silence, trained by the Val Ward stable. Difficult one to assess prior to going into that Down Royal race the last day. But that I thought was a really eye-catching performance by this gelding by Scirocco in finishing third behind subsequent winner Flory's Fort in what turned out to be a very competitive handicap. But he was a long way behind, well, not a long way behind, but he had plenty to do, let's say, with two hurdles to jump. But given that the fact he managed to pass quite a few horses late on and finish an eye-catching third, suggests to me that that 2.5 miles was a little bit too short for him. And being a former point-to-point winner, of course, he did win a point at Grenin a few weeks earlier to that run over hurdles under rules. I think the step up in trip should be the key factor tonight, plus the fact that he's professionally ridden tonight by Robbie Colgan. That's to take nothing away from his amateur who did nothing wrong on him the last day. But yeah, he definitely catches the eye here. I don't think anything's got massively anything in hand over the assessor. Yet with this horse like this, it could improve for the trip. Off a mark of 95, he should go well.
Golden Silence, the selection for Andy in the 8.30, which brings us on to the final race of the day. If you've not made your Royal Ascot money back by now, maybe this is your final opportunity. It's a flat race, which is always a little more difficult, especially when when these horses haven't had too many runs behind them.
No, that's the problem, isn't it? There's always going to be one or two lurkers in the midst and horses that produce a massive amount of improvement from one run to the next, but I do quite like one in this race. I put him up at Punchestown last time out, and albeit he got beat, I thought he still ran a very commendable race to justify my selection. And that horse in question is called Seaboard from the Shark Hanlon stable. He first caught the eye in a good race at Punchestown in the middle of May when he finished fourth behind the Birdie Crow. And he was well punted to go three paces better, as I said, back at the same track last time out. But Wishmore was just too good for him, as a lot of William Mullins' horses are in those kind of events. But he finished well clear of the rest. He did absolutely nothing wrong. He looks as genuine as you will find. And this looks to be, dare I say, slightly easier pickings coming here from Punchestown to Roscommon. Obviously, there's a bit of a class gulf there. And surprising that you could back him at 5-2 this morning. I'd probably have him in favourite over Jimmy Brecky, who, to be fair, up to now has run well, but has had plenty of chances. So the lightly raced, potential improver Seaboard gets a vote in the last.
Seaboard, the selection in the final race from Roscommon tonight. That's all of Andy's selections on today's Irish Racing Podcast. Andy, we look forward to following how your selections get on throughout the evening, and good luck with, first of all, Royal Ascot, and then second of all, Roscommon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.